defending liberty 1 hour at a time and broadcasting live from the RWB Network studios in New York City, this is the Rhino Report. Always right.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
I've now been in 57 states. I think one left to go.
We are going to raise taxes on the middle class.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
You are very rude.
We are going to make America great again.
USA! USA! USA!
It's our Americans. Let's roll.
And now, here's your host, the Rhino.
The new sheriff now.
Hello, hello, hello. I am the Rhino, and this is my report today, Tuesday, August 30th, 2016. And we're coming to you from the RWB Network Studios in New York and live on CRN Digital Talk Radio. So, if you guys have paying attention, if you're paying attention over the weekend, maybe you're watching CNN, the Clinton News Network. Maybe you weren't. I mean, if you're not, I don't blame you. They decided to use one of Donald Trump's tweets, but they sort of didn't copy it right. He writes on his Twitter account, "I think both candidates, Crooked Hillary and myself, should release detailed medical records. I have no problem in doing so, Hillary." And they sort of took the tweet and they put it up on their screen there, but they left out the crooked part. They put up, "I think both candidates, Hillary and myself, should release detailed medical records. I have no problem in doing so, Hillary." So once again, CNN trying to, well, trying to change what you see. They don't want you to see Crooked Hillary. It's the Clinton News Network. They can't do that. So beware. Beware of what you're watching on TV. All right. Today's headlines. In response to San Francisco 49ers backup quarterback Colin Kaepernick's refusal to stand for our national anthem, several prominent NFL figures have come out against him. We'll go over their statements as well as those from the White House. Also, today is a big primary day in Arizona and Florida. We'll go over all the races and tell you if you should expect any upsets. And the White House has finally reached its goal of admitting 10,000 potential terrorists into our country. Ahead of schedule, too. How many can we expect to come in after that? And where does Bill Clinton want to put them? We have all that. Plus, America lost a comedic legend yesterday. We'll take a few minutes to remember actor Gene Wilder. We also have a bunch of new polls to go over. There's a pretty apparent shift taking place, and I want to talk about that, especially in swing states. And finally, singer and all-around idiot Barbara Streisand has promised to leave America if Donald Trump wins. As if you needed another reason to vote for Donald Trump. All right, we have a lot to get to today, but let's kick the show off the same way we always do. Let's salute our country with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Remember to check out the show, rhinoreport.com. That's our homepage, our webpage. Lots of cool stuff there. You can follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/TheRhinoReport. I'm still trying to figure out how to use Facebook, so bear with me. Also, of course, on Twitter, all over Twitter, @RhinoOnAir. And you can sign up for our newsletter on the website. There's a new article by Tina there. You want to check that one out. It is getting a lot of attention. Some other blogs are retweeting it and picking it up. So very cool there. And, yeah, so check out old episodes of the show on iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Podbean, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, all over. All right. We have a little hiccup there in the beginning, but we're ready to go now. So we're going to get right into the material. This stuff, let's start with Gene Wilder. Let's start where we should start. Gene Wilder, we all learned yesterday, dies at the age of 83. He had been fighting Alzheimer's for quite a while. He did not really want his fans to, not to know about it, but he wanted to keep it somewhat low, all right? He didn't want his fans to not smile, essentially. Someone who brought smiles to the face of the people for two generations almost, right? So he passes away. Of course, he stars in Willy Wonka, one of my favorite movies of all time. I don't like the new ones. I like the original one. Young Frankenstein, Stir Crazy, See No Evil, Hear No Evil. Great, great movies. Jim Carrey, tweeted out yesterday. He said, Gene Wilder was one of the funniest and sweetest energies ever to take a human form. If there's a heaven, he has a golden ticket. So a little odd tweet there from Jim Carrey, but yeah, not totally unexpected from him. He died in Stamford, Connecticut. Of course, he was born Jerome Silberman on June 11th of 1935. His father was a Russian immigrant, and his mother was of Polish descent. Everyone remembers him and just everything he did. And, of course, him and Gilda Radner. There were a lot of tweets yesterday saying he's finally with Gilda Radner. They were married for about 5 years, from 84 to 89. And, of course, she died from complications with ovarian cancer. He then remarried to Karen Webb, who was an advisor on the movie See No Evil, Hear No Evil. And you know what? I don't want people to forget that he has been married for 25 years to Karen Webb. So my heart goes out to the family and to all of his just huge, huge fans. A tremendous loss for the comedic world, just for us in general. So rest in peace, Gene Wilder. All right, let's talk about Donald Trump here for a little bit and his response to Colin Kaepernick. Now, I thought this was going to go away. I really did. The guy doesn't stand. We talked yesterday about Carlos Delgado, and he didn't want to stand for the Toronto Blue Jays, but for different reasons. Carlos Delgado did not give you the political reasons, the oppression reasons. He knew he was making a lot of money playing a kid's sport. That's what he knew. He just sort of thought it wasn't his country, and well, maybe he didn't wholly agree with the way we do things, but he didn't cite things like oppression. I mean, someone that makes $114 million has a hard time getting away using the term oppression. Now, Donald Trump was on Seattle radio yesterday, KIRO, and he was sort of talking about this, and he said, I think it's a terrible thing, and you know, maybe he should find a country that works better for him. Let him try. It's not going to happen. And that's a perfect statement. There's nowhere else in the world Colin Kaepernick can go and make $114 million. Just not going to happen. I don't care what he does. Unless he learns to play soccer and goes over to the Premier League, or whatever they call it, over in England and Europe, he's not going to make that kind of money. Now you have, Kaepernick says, you have Hillary, who has called black teens or black kids super predators. You have Donald, who's openly racist. We have a presidential candidate who has deleted emails and done things illegally. That doesn't make sense to me, because if there was any other person, you'd be in prison. So what's this country really standing for? Now, he draws in some good points here. Now, I believe he's sort of scratching the surface of the knowledge that we all have about what's going on with Hillary, with her emails. He's not picking a side. He calls Donald Trump racist. You know, he's not the first person to do that. That's a very common thing to do, especially from people who are what you know, we call low-information voters. They call him racist. And I've always said, show me. What has he said that is so racist? You know, last week they wanted to get on his case because he's going over, you know, all the reasons why the African-American community should vote for him. They are not better under Obama. In fact, the community as a whole is doing much worse. So he says, hey, listen, here are the facts. X number of you are unemployed. X number of you don't make as much money as you did 8 years ago. Your kids can't find work. What do you have to lose? And they take that and they say he's a racist for saying that. Well, he's just telling the truth. These are hard numbers. These are not things that they made up. They didn't dream these numbers up. They're there. They're real. They're factual. But if that makes Donald Trump a racist, you know what? He'll take that every day. Because he's just telling the truth. And he's telling them how we can try to make your lives better without just pandering to your vote, which Democrats have been doing for almost 60 years. Pandering to the vote and giving nothing. Nothing. Now, does Colin Kaepernick have a great handle on the political climate of this country? Probably not. Probably not. He's probably seeing it through a set of very skewed glasses. But the White House, they will not let something like this go. All right? So you have Josh Earnest yesterday makes a comment on it. Now, Josh Earnest always seems to be fighting through the latest lisp, I guess. He says, In general, what I can say is that I certainly don't share the views of Mr. Kaepernick expressed after the game and explaining his reasoning for his actions, but we surely would acknowledge and even defend his right to express those views in a setting that he chooses. Well, you can't do that. He's working for a private company. This is entertainment. It's a show. What if you paid $300 to sit in the back row at the musical Hamilton and the actors decided they weren't going to act? Then what? Do you want your money back? That's entertainment too. Football is entertainment. I love football, don't get me wrong, but I'm well aware of the fact that it's only entertainment. As is baseball, as is hockey, as is every sport. Basketball, it's entertainment. And you are employed by a company to entertain people. Colin Kaepernick is not entertaining anybody. In fact, the fans in San Francisco are burning his jersey. Do you think they're really entertained right now? This is not some shtick he's coming up with. He believes in all this stuff. When we come back, I want to talk about this a little bit more. I want to get into some new polls. And I also want to talk about some responses some prominent NFL figures are giving on the Colin Kaepernick situation. You're not going to hear it on CNN, but you'll hear it here on the Rhino Report. We'll be back in just 1 minute. So you've missed the healthcare deadline and don't have any form of healthcare? Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who have already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like myself, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll at any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org to request a free estimate. Do it today.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante in Fullerton, California for authentic family-style Italian dinners. Come to Angelo's and Vinci's and celebrate your party or event in one of our festive banquet rooms. Angelo's and Vinci's, Fullerton, California, 550 North Harbor Boulevard. Named the Orange County Hot List Top 5 Italian Restaurant for 7 years in a row. And a Top 10 Pizza Restaurant by Gale, featuring traditional and award-winning pizzas. Offering Sunday champagne brunch from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. just $16.95. Choose from over 20 items plus create your own personal omelet. Delicious lunches, including our express lunch buffet, $8.95 with over 15 items, and dinner 7 days a week. Getting married? Angelo's and Vinci's won this year's Wedding Wire Couples Choice Award. You can talk to our experienced staff of wedding coordinators. We treat you as guests at your own wedding reception. It's all at Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
Federal tax fraud is set to hit $21 billion by 2016, up from just $6.5 billion 2 years ago. TransUnion just announced the launch of its Government Information Solutions Division to provide fraud, identity authentication, data breach response, and investigation services to help government agencies manage risk and reduce costs. Jonathan McDonald, Executive Vice President of TransUnion's Government Information Solutions Business Unit.
TransUnion's proprietary sets of credit, criminal, and public data, coupled with flexible analytics, help government agencies make informed decisions and ensure citizen safety.
Federal spending has skyrocketed, and government agencies are making significant investments to protect data entrusted to them.
TransUnion is well positioned to help government agencies identify fraudulent activities, detect when they are occurring, and investigate, prosecute, and prevent them from happening again.
For more, visit TransUnion's government blog feed or transunion.com/government.
All right, welcome back to this Tuesday edition of the Rhino Report. Now on the commercial break, I like to fiddle around and look at Twitter and Facebook, and once in a while I fiddle around on my phone too, and I just did something that turned my screen yellow. If someone knows what I just did to my phone. Please let me know, because I have a yellow screen now. All right, let's talk about this Kaepernick clown a little bit more. Hopefully we can get off of this for the next couple of weeks or 71 days, 2 days, whatever it is until the election. There was a guy named Alex Boone. Well, there is a guy named Alex Boone. He's a former teammate of Kaepernick. He happens to be an offensive guard who protected Kaepernick from getting his clock cleaned. Alex Boone now plays for the Minnesota Vikings. And he said, he told ESPN that if they played together, we would probably have a problem on the sideline. Now, you don't want to fight with an offensive guard. Some of us have learned that the hard way over the years. It just so happens Alex Boone's brother is a Marine and served in Iraq, and he's very pro-military, as a lot of people are, except for perhaps Mr. Kaepernick. He said, "You should have some blank respect for people who served, especially people that lost their life to protect our freedom. We are out here playing a game, making millions of dollars. People are losing their life, and you don't have the common courtesy to do that? That just drove me nuts." Again, talking to ESPN. Then you have Carolina Panthers coach Ron Rivera, who was the son of an Army officer, who has moved around military bases his entire life, has a bit of respect for the military, as he should, and he says, "To me, it's a very personal thing. Because of my dad, his military background, knowing that his family and mom's family served in the military, my view is the anthem is about honoring the people who served and made the commitment to our country, some of who even made the ultimate sacrifice. When I stand, that's what I'm standing for. I'm standing for the people that came before my father and the people that came after him." Again, these are prominent NFL figures. Burgess Owens, who was on this show about 2 weeks ago, was on Fox and Friends this morning. Now, I'm not going to claim that the Rhino Report is a springboard for success, but he was on Fox and Friends, and he's a good friend of this show. He said, "What this young man doesn't understand is the very first martyr for freedom in our country was a black man. He doesn't understand the Tuskegee Airmen, who had hundreds of battles over the skies of Germany, so he can sit and be ignorant as he wants to be today." That's what Burgess said to Fox and Friends this morning. He says it's not a racial crisis we're at. At this point, it's an ideology crisis. So people are speaking out. Even Drew Brees, quarterback for the New Orleans Saints. He says it's unacceptable and, you know, he doesn't approve of it. These are prominent NFL figures. Now there are, well, there's one. There's one, this guy Mike Tavares. He's a Philadelphia Eagles rookie linebacker. Luckily, no one knows who this guy is. He says he's going to join Kaepernick in protesting by sitting down during the anthem. So if you live in Philadelphia or happen to be an Eagles fan, and you may be the only person that has this Mike Tavares jersey, I'm probably pronouncing his name wrong, but who cares? I guess you can burn that one, too. So that's Kaepernick. Trump says leave the country. I'm in agreement. If he leaves the country, he'll be in pretty good company, right? Rosie O'Donnell and Barbara Streisand and Samuel L. Jackson. I mean, they'll be in good company. They can start their own little, like, elitist village somewhere. It'll be a village full of village idiots. Wouldn't that be amazing? That would be a good reality show. That would be a great reality show. The Village Idiots. Maybe ABC would carry it, since they love their village idiots. All right. Changing topics, changing gears here, the Obama administration has reached their quota for importing 10,000 potential terrorists into this country, or as they like to call them, Syrian refugees. And let's just note for a second here that countries like Qatar, Kuwait, Saudi Arabia didn't take one. Not one. I mean, you're talking about geographically a very close distance and a similar culture. Would be much less of a culture shock for these refugees to go there for a little while. Because that's what a refugee is. They just go somewhere until things settle down in their countries, and then they go back. That's what it's supposed to be. That's the definition of it. They're not immigrants. They're refugees. Two very different things. And mainstream media, and of course the White House, they want to try to blur the lines. Because when you blur lines, you confuse people. And when people get confused in our busy lives now, they throw up their hands and they say, "Whatever. Whatever. We have no time to dedicate to thinking about this because we got to go around and chase Pokemon." so we can't think about this. We're very, very busy people. So they like to blur the terminology. They interchange it when they can. Make no mistake, these are refugees. They should go back. Do you think they'll go back? I know what my answer to that is. Do you think they're a threat? Some of them probably are. But you wouldn't believe, if I told you, which I will, where Bill Clinton wants to put them. Where Bill Clinton wants to put the refugees. And it's not Chappaqua, New York. He doesn't want them in Chappaqua. Plus, we'll talk about the primary races going on today. Is John McCain in big trouble? We'll be back.
You experiencing pain? Back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain? Pain from a sports injury? If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com. 310-873-4422.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop into Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger. The original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
This is Larry Minetti for Herpanicin, the acne medication that really works from the inside out. If you suffer from skin problems, Herpanicin is the most unique and effective formula on the market. It cleans your skin from the inside out and gets rid of all kinds of acne and blemishes on your back, neck, and your face. It works so well, you can look and feel like a movie star. Herpanicin, a natural supplement created by Dr. Wayne Diamond. You take a pill, and that's it. I've been on these supplements, and they really work, folks. Don't be afraid to look in the mirror ever again. Get Herpanicin today. Day. Call 888-467-4200. That's 888-467-4200. Herpanicin, it really works. 888-467-4200. Tell them Larry Minetti told you to call and look and feel like $1 million with Herpanicin. Call 888-467-4200.
Attention, this important consumer alert is brought to you by CBC Funding. Hey, did you know it's possible to receive upfront money from your structured settlement, annuity, or pending lawsuit? It's true. If you are receiving a structured settlement spread out over time and you want a lump sum amount delivered immediately, then you need to call CBC Funding. With your cash today, you can pay off credit card debt, pay medical bills, fund your education, or improve your home. You don't need to wait. Structured settlements are commonly used to resolve personal injury lawsuits. Annuities, they're designed to spread payments out over 10 or 20 years. For many of you in need of money today, this simply does not work. If you have a structured settlement and you want cash now, call CBC Settlement Funding. Here's the number. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607.
All right, good news, guys. Good news. I figured out what I did to my phone. That's what I figured out. I put it on night shift mode. Do you guys have an iPhone? What the hell is this night shift mode stuff? I guess I hit it by mistake, and it turned my entire screen yellow. I thought I had glaucoma. I don't know what the hell's going on anymore. All right, let's talk about these refugees. The Department of Homeland Security says this is a tweet. Now, they're tweeting, okay? They said, this is the United States of America. Taking in refugees at times of crisis is the right thing to do. Hashtag refugees welcome. So even the Department of Homeland Security, okay? I'll say that again. Homeland Security thinks that bringing in potential terrorists are a good idea. Of course, Obama hit the 10,000 mark. I think it was yesterday, the day before, a month and a half ahead of schedule. Yeah, ahead of schedule. It's the only thing. The only thing this administration has done on time is bring in potential terrorists. That's it. The only thing. Now, of course, only about 35% of the population actually support this. 35%. See, that's what a dictator is. A dictator is someone that does whatever they want, regardless or irrespective of public or popular opinion. That makes them a dictator. So when the White House does this, with only 35% approval from the American people, now I get we are not a direct democracy. We don't vote on everything. We're a representative republic, democratic republic. So we don't get to vote on everything. But we get to vote for representatives who can block this stuff. And at the helm, led by Paul Ryan, nothing gets blocked. Nothing gets blocked. So 10,000 more potential terrorists, and of course Hillary wants to let in another 100,000 or whatever it winds up being. It's too many. Too many. Qatar, Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, that's where they should be, because that way they can go home. Donald Trump brings up a good idea. Why don't we make a safe space, right? Don't liberals love their safe spaces? These progressives, these liberals that want to bring them all here? No, we're going to make a safe space. We'll use one of their buzzwords. We'll put a safe space there. In Saudi Arabia or even in Syria, we can protect a little postage stamp size of Syria somewhere. Or we put up big walls and we protect people and they can stay there. Now, some of you in North Carolina or Florida or perhaps even the South Shore of Long Island, remember the last time there was a hurricane and homes got flooded, they got destroyed, maybe a wave knocked them over, whatever it was, a bus that got picked up knocked your home over, whatever it was. Did the government say to you, hey, listen, we're going to move you to Oman? No, they don't say that. There's Red Cross shelters you go to, and you stay there, and then when those shelters close, they pay for you to stay at a reasonably rated hotel somewhere in the area so you can go to work, so your family can be in the area, your kids can go to the school they went to. They don't say, hey, listen, your house got washed away. We feel really bad, so we're going to pick you up and move you to Siberia. How's that sound? Why should we expect that they want to come here if we wouldn't want to go there? Well, Bill Clinton thinks that the perfect place to put these refugees is in Detroit. That's what he thinks. Now, I would never want to subject refugees to Detroit. That's something I wouldn't want to do. But all joking aside, he says there's tens of thousands of jobs there, tens of thousands of buildings that need rebuilding. Well, so the obvious question to someone like me is, who supports American labor, why couldn't we use unemployed Americans to rebuild the houses, to rebuild the big factories, to employ people, to give them good-paying jobs? Why would we give those jobs to people who have been here for a half an hour? This is the way the Clintons think, right? This is the way they think. Because they have some interest in the area, and they're going to use this. They're going to use the refugees and say, we could put them all in Detroit. Like I said, I would never expect refugees to go to Detroit. We can't do that to them. They'd have a terrible opinion of our country. Terrible. Well, I guess we want them to leave, so maybe it's not the worst thing in the world. Maybe it isn't the worst thing. He says the truth is that the big loser in this over the long run is going to be Syria. What? What? They're the loser? Okay. This is an enormous opportunity for Americans, he said in this interview he did back in February. Crazy. Crazy, crazy. Donald Trump says for the amount of money that Hillary wants to spend on refugees, we could rebuild the inner city of every inner city in America. He's probably right. we have this new terminal going in at LaGuardia Airport. It's like a $12 billion terminal. One terminal. It's a very expensive terminal. I expect the floors will be paved with gold when I go in there. But Donald Trump said $8 billion. $12 billion. I could build you 5 airports for that kind of money. So when it comes to how you spend money, I think Donald Trump might have the better idea here. Of course, Bill Clinton says over the last 2 years, 24% of all businesses started in Turkey were started by Syrian refugees. What he fails to say is that 91% of refugees to this country are on food stamps, the ones that are here already, and 63% are on cash welfare. We just left that out. Doesn't fit the narrative. So what do you think? Should we send refugees to Detroit? I mean, I don't know. As long as they're not coming to my town, I guess not. We can't take them. Got to stay over there. Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, Qatar, those areas. Let them stay there. We'll help them out over there. We'll do what we have to do over there. You know, something that's getting lost, and I don't want to get lost in the fray, is the amount of interactions we've been having over the last couple of months, really, with Iran. Hostile actions, actually. And this is all getting lost. It's getting kind of swept under the rug because of the presidential election. Whenever there's a crisis, right? Whenever Kim Jong-un says he's going to launch a nuclear missile at us, not only do we kill him on Twitter, but the administration right away. What did Donald Trump say? What did he say? What can we pick? What can we say? Mainstream media does the same thing. What can we say to change it? We don't need people to see how bad the world is. All the problems we're having right now. We got to have them see how bad Donald Trump is. That's the important part. Right? Well, our confrontations with Iran are up almost 100% since the signing of this tremendously well-negotiated nuclear deal. I mean, really good. 30 dangerous interactions with Iran so far this year. That's crazy. 11 since July. This is us having to fire some blanks at them or fireworks over their head or them coming too close to us. They're saying we're invading their space, their waterways. This week, the Iranian defense minister said, hey, if they have to confront us, they will. Well, they got our money and they can now enrich uranium again. So why wouldn't they? All right, when we come back, I want to talk about some polls. And we'll finish up on this topic and I'll tell you who's going to leave the country if Trump wins. You'll like it.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
QL1, this is Control, checking in to see how excited you are for launch. Over?
Well, actually, I'm kind of bored.
You're about to travel 17,000 miles per hour through Earth's atmosphere, and you're bored?
It just doesn't sound that exciting after using Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. I was able to get a completely online custom mortgage approval in minutes.
Wow, that is impressive.
3, 2, 1. Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
All right, so I wonder if the Pentagon considers capturing 10 U.S. sailors a dangerous interaction? What do you think? Probably not, right? Because they were treated so well. I mean, we thank them, right? We thank them for how hospitable they were. John Kerry, he's such an idiot. Such an idiot. Well, on Sunday, Iranian State TV, or as we call it here, CNN, they announced that the Russian military, or not Russian, the Iranian military is deploying Russian S-300 missile systems to go around their enrichment plants. Their nuclear enrichment plants. Well, they're not supposed to be enriching for anything but, I think, power and scientific study. Well, they're just studying how to make a nuclear weapon. That's what they're doing. But Donald Trump may have made a comment about a Mexican judge. So we have to worry about that. Got to worry about that. The attention will get turned. This is not going to be a big deal. Forget about how our posture in the world, our weakness on the world stage, has created all of these dangerous elements. Forget about it because Donald Trump made fun of a Mexican. Forget about it. Totally forget about it. All right. Let's talk about some of these primary races. Debbie Wasserman Schultz, Wasserman Schultz, she has to fight here to hang on to this seat here. She was up 10 points in a recent poll. I think it was an FAU poll. She was up 10 points in the 23rd of Florida. Their primary is today. It's today. Her opponent there is Tim Canova. He had Bernie's support. Now, Bernie never was able to go and actually stump for him. But he threw his support to him. Now, Bernie, he's weak, right? He's tired. He's weak. He abandoned his movement. Totally abandoned it. Because if he actually cared about it, he would have gone. Because here you have the DNC colluded with the Clinton camp to oust him, for the most part. And here is the former head of the DNC, right? The former head of the DNC now running against somebody who's really a feel-the-burn type of guy. And he won't go and stump for him. Abandoned. Movement abandoned. It's over. Totally over. I thought Bernie wanted to be the head of this movement. I've said it on this show a million times. He didn't really want to win. He just wants to keep this movement going. He doesn't. Because he should be there stumping for Tim Canova. This guy could win. This guy could win. He could beat Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Doesn't look like it's going to happen. Might not happen. Now, over in Arizona, there are very conflicting polls. The Gravis poll between John McCain and Dr. Kelly Ward. McCain is up by 4, but there's 23% unsure. All right, 23% unsure. Now, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, they gave McCain $1 million. That's a Karl Rove group, I think. I'm pretty sure. Pretty sure. Now, McCain turned 80 yesterday. Turned 80 that day. Listen, if he's a good senator, he's a good senator. If he's not, he's not. His age is kind of irrespective of that. But this could be an upset. Now, Dr. Ward has not gotten the support from the Tea Party she was hoping to get. She hasn't gotten it. Doesn't mean that's going to totally flatline her. She could pull off the upset here. I would expect to see very early calls tonight on this race. Very early. Similar to what happened in 2000. Now, you're going to see that this year, too. During the general election, you're going to see ABC, CBS, NBC, MSNBC, all these stations calling stuff very early because there are several states that fall within two time zones. Some of them just happen to be swing states, right? You have Michigan, you have Florida, just to name two. So you're going to see early calls. The thing they promised never to do because Al Gore lost because of it. They're going to do it this year, and you may see it. You may see it tonight, too, with Arizona. You may see it there. I expect McCain will probably win here. I think he has enough of a machine going that he probably wins. Wasserman Schultz? I don't know. There's also that could be close. The Democrats are experts when it comes to rigging elections. And she used to be the head of the DNC, so she may know a thing or two about that. So she'll probably win there, too. Then you have Alan Grayson and Tim Murphy. They're fighting out to go against Rubio in the general. Rubio beats both of them pretty handily in some theoretical polling. But right now, they've been neck and neck for a while. Looks like Murphy will come out the winner because he has the backing of Reid and Chuck Schumer. Chuck Yes. he does his press conferences on Sundays here in New York, so nobody can see the garbage he's spewing. All right, so those are the primaries going on tonight. We have an LA Times poll here. This shows the big trend for Trump. LA Times is a little bit lagging. They lag a little bit because of the way that they do their polling. But right here, Trump with a 3-point lead in the LA Times poll, 45 to 42. Too close to call in the 18 to 34 category. He's winning now in the 35 to 64 age group, and he's winning in the 65 over in this poll. By education, high school or less, he's winning there by almost 20 points. Some college he's winning. College grad and up, he's losing there, but it is closing. It's closing. The trend lines are coming together on that one, the moving averages. Let's see. By income, he's losing less than 35 area because he's not selling his tax plan well. He's winning in the 35 to 75,000 area, and he's too close to call in the 75,000 and over. He's winning by 21 points with the white vote. The black vote is it's coming together slowly. It won't come together in time for this. He's got about 5% there. The Latino vote down 19. That's less than we've seen. He's been down 26 in a lot of these. And the other vote, he's up by almost 20. So other races, nationalities, up by 20 there. Only down 6 with women, and he's up 13 with men. Up 13. The gender gap is growing in the LA Times poll. The perception, who do you think will win? Most people think Hillary will win, but that gap is also closing. It's down 4 net points. So coming together since last week. We'll be back to finish up this poll and people who are moving out of this country. So you've missed the healthcare deadline and don't have any form of healthcare? Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who have already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like myself, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll at any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org to request a free estimate. Do it today.
Do you still believe the old-fashioned notion you're free to withdraw your own cash from your own bank? Don't bank on it. Pat Boone here. You know, the truth is, if you have a bank account, you're a target of the government's new war against cash. According to The Secret War, a new white paper from the folks at Swiss America. Get a free copy now. It's a must-read for all of us. The Secret War.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 888-732-7221. That's 888-732-7221.
Every day, governments are moving closer to outlawing cash to create a cashless society. No wonder banks are moving to limit cash withdrawals. No wonder banks must now spy on you and me for the government. Hope you'll take it from me, Pat Boone. You need to read The Secret War. It's free.
Call now, 888-732-7221. That's 888-732-7221.
Is your business paying too much for your water? Pure Water Technology provides the world's best fully monitored, self-cleaning, bottle-less water purification coolers for your employee drinking water. That's right, I said bottle-less. Because Pure Water Technology can provide you and your employees with a much healthier and cost-efficient alternative than what you're currently using. And we provide free trials. Pure Water Technology has technology unlike any other company. And you can save an average office over 6,000 gallons of water annually. So you can do your part for our California drought, save water, at the same time have happier, healthier employees. We use new reverse osmosis technology. It's available only through Pure Water Technology. No one else has this system. And we save water too. Log on to ditchthebottle.com or call 888-790-7873 for free information and your free trial. 888-790-7873. Call now.
All right, welcome back to this last segment. one of today's Tuesday edition of the Rhino Report. Remember to check out all the old episodes, iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Podbean, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio, your favorite podcasting site. We're there. We're there. So we're looking at this LA Times poll. Donald Trump is up 3 in it. And the perception is starting to come in a little bit. It's net positive 4 for Trump. Just the perception of who do you think will win, regardless of who you're going to vote for, who do you think's going to win. So he's net plus 4 there from last week. He's still down, but he's net plus 4 from last week. By age perception, they're all closing in. They're getting closer. By education, they're all closing in, getting closer. So the perception is starting to change. People are starting to think that Donald Trump may actually win this thing. It's not fully changed. It hasn't been a big turnaround yet, but it's starting to get there, So that's the LA Times poll. I do like that one. That's usually a good one, that one. Rasmussen, Monmouth, those are usually the best ones. Mason-Dixon out of Florida. Mason-Dixon polling and research shows Hillary with a slight edge, 44 to 42. And this gives Johnson 6%, Green Party, Jill Stein gets 2%, 6% undecided. This is well within the margin of error. Trump is ahead with Republicans, 78 to 10, of course. Unaffiliated, big 14-point lead among unaffiliated voters for Donald Trump in Florida. 47-36 with non-Hispanic whites. And he has big-time support in northern Florida, 54-29, and in southwest Florida, 52-53. The battleground is going to be the I-4 corridor, of course, from Tampa to Daytona, where Clinton leads in the Tampa area 44-40, and Trump leads in central Florida near Orlando 46-42. So very, very close in Florida. Every poll is tightening it up in Florida. This is the Emerson poll. This is the first Emerson poll we've seen since the primaries. Now, they were surprisingly good in the primaries. And I have said that. You go back to the old episodes. I have said Emerson has surprised me. They were very, very good during the primary season. Let's see. You have Ohio, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. These are swing state polls Emerson did. They are deadlocked at 43% in Ohio. Clinton leads by 3 points in Pennsylvania, 46-43. And she leads by only 5 in Michigan. 5. I told you to keep an eye on Michigan. Michigan, big time union state. And all the 100,000 Syrian refugees aren't there yet. So, big time union state. The union worker is siding with Trump. The union bosses are trying very, very hard to make sure their workers don't side with Trump. They want them to side with Clinton, but the workers are saying no. They're saying no. They're all going Trump. Most union workers are going Trump, except in Pennsylvania. I've seen a bunch of union polls out of Pennsylvania where they're going for Hillary. I haven't checked the sampling, but big gender gaps in these three states. Women breaking for Clinton in Michigan by 26 points. And by 15 points in Pennsylvania, and she wins by 13 points in Ohio. 49% of men plan to vote for Trump in Ohio and Michigan. So big, big time gender gap there. But hey, listen, we'll keep an eye on those polls. Those are some good numbers from Emerson, and they were very, very accurate during the primary season. We'll do the Monmouth poll tomorrow. A lot to talk about here. I don't want to skimp it, so a lot to talk about there. We'll do that one tomorrow. And good news. Barbara Streisand has said if Donald Trump wins, she is leaving the country. She said this while she was in Australia. She said, I'm either coming to your country, if they'll let her in, which they probably won't, or Canada. So Canada and Australia, get ready. Streisand's on her way. So is Lena Dunham, Samuel L. Jackson, Miley Cyrus, Cher, Jon Stewart, Raven Simone. Are we going to miss any of these people? Al Sharpton, Rosie O'Donnell, Whoopi Goldberg, Chelsea Handler. They're all leaving. I don't see a downside here. I don't see a downside. All right, guys, that's it for today. Hope you had fun. A big thank you to all those serving our country at home and abroad, and a huge thank you to those in the law enforcement community. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for all the hard work. We all depend on you. God bless all of you. God bless all of your families. I will stand for the national anthem. And until tomorrow, I'm the Rhino, and I'm out. I'm back in the New York crew.